Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
But for the first time in a long time, the Democrats threw up their arms in despair.
Donald Trump's approval rating was actually slightly larger than Joe Biden's was at this point. Trump was at 43%. Biden is at just 41%. So he's doing worse than Trump, who he was always saying was doing so poorly.
The question is, how solid a candidate is Joe Biden?
That's the problem.
What is exactly the problem? We don't know how solid a candidate Joe Biden is.
We know he's not a solid candidate.
Exactly.
He is struggling. I mean,
but then his own party.
It is hard to watch.
After the Russia hoax, two impeachments, three indictments, and a country bitterly divided by class and education, the New York Times experienced a temporary moment of clarity. Columnist David Brooks is asking, what if we're the bad guys here?
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. I ask that question of leftists all the time. Have you considered what happens if you're the bad guy? If you're wrong about everything? I watch interviews with these people, and it blows my mind. These are people that... Donald Trump's a criminal. The people that follow Donald Trump are idiots. Donald Trump didn't do this to the economy. Joe Biden did this. Barack Obama did it. And you listen to them, and you go, wait a minute. You can't possibly believe what you're telling me right now. You can't possibly believe it. And I don't... there's a part of me that goes... yeah, they do, but only on the outside. At their core, they know something's wrong. You can't be that far off, and we can't be that diametrically opposed. So what is it? That's what we got to ask ourselves, is why can't we get through when we've got all this sanity on our side? So, Jesse Waters... he's reading an article about to. We're going to play some clips from it. Of David Brooks, who just asked that question. What if? And look, how about we give ourselves a little bit of evidence here, okay? We've been talking about Joe Biden and his mental acuity. He won't take a test. It's not uncommon to ask that, certainly of a person his age in the position that he's in. But he won't do it. But we're the idiots because we're asking. Why are we asking? Because the guy can't give a speech without bungling. He leaves a podium shaking hands. The guy falls down over imaginary sandbags. I mean, look, I don't know about you, but if that were my grandfather or my great-grandfather, I'd be concerned about him. What makes us the bad guys? I gave a speech the other day. I asked this question. How is it, and again, taking the politics out, how is it a problem for me to ask a woman, why would you kill your baby when that baby's done nothing? But Democrats don't want to be questioned when they let people off of death row who you know have killed people. Yeah, but it's not humanitarian, and they fight to get a criminal. They fight to get people released who have raped and murdered. But when you bring up something that says, well, look, here's the most innocent among us. Oh, look at you. Oh, my gosh. And you go, why are we at a point of, you know, where we have to agree to disagree? And we're the bad guys. We're the bad guys when we say, look, we have to honor our sovereign borders. In as much as I'm not going to just walk into your house and start eating and taking things away from you, I'm not going to walk into your country and do the same thing, but, oh, you're inhumane. But if I did it at your house, what would you call me? A trespassing criminal? How is it that we can be so far removed from sanity? And here, not us, I should say they. And that is the age-old question. Kevin, why do black people vote Democrat? Don't ask me, why would I vote for a person that lynched my forefathers and continues to lynch me metaphorically? I wouldn't. So, as we examine these things, I want you to understand, our position is not going to change. I'm going to call a crime a crime. And as I said, if the Trump family was doing what the Biden family was doing, I would be saying nothing different. But the Democrats have to ask themselves that. And all you got to do to send them into a tizzy is say, well, what if it were Trump? Would you be looking then? Would you be looking at Don Jr. if there were crack at the White House and Donald Trump were president and Don Jr. was a crackhead? We don't have to move. They do. And I'm going to tell you today, you're going to find out torturous stuff that the Democrats don't want to own up to. And you can judge for yourself. I'm not here to be judge and jury. So, Jesse Waters is talking about this article that David Brooks wrote, who's a lefty. And let's hear a little more of it. And then we're going to set this up for this hour because it's worthy of discussion, because this is how you solve problems, is you ask yourself, what could they possibly be thinking? I'm going to ask myself, could I support Joe Biden, in this case, or the Democrats' activities? And I'm going to think as a Democrat, what would make me believe that it's working? And what if it isn't, why would I be in the mindset that they're in? I already have the answers. Let's play a little bit more of this clip from Jesse Waters.
The professional class is finding itself wondering, maybe the Texas oil worker isn't a bigot. Maybe the Ohio truck driver with a Trump bumper sticker just likes his trade policies. What if the deplorable store clerk in Arkansas is tired of being robbed? What if we're the problem?
What if we're the problem? I faced that situation myself. I've talked about it as a kid growing up, losing his mom early in life and being in various relationships, friendships, business partnerships, etc. And somebody would piss me off and I would say, well, screw you. And that was the end. I was right, you were wrong. No matter what. Didn't even think about it. Because as I learned from good counselors is, Kevin, if you can lose your mom, you can drop anybody. But is that really the right way to go? Is it really what you want to do? Can you step back for a second and ask yourself, maybe you're the problem? It took a lot of years, but I figured it out. In many cases, I was the problem. I wasn't capable of dealing with things openly and honestly and in a way that was healthy because I didn't know how. And that's what Democrats suffer from. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A lot of people are asking, what is it and how is Donald Trump, connecting so well? What does it take to get rid of him? And they almost were successful. They almost did it. I talked about it a while back. You could feel Trump's, his popularity going down. I'm pretty sure some of you felt it as well. I did, because we were, there were rallies for him, and the one rally where he came here to Arizona, I'm telling you, it was pitiful compared to what it was in the previous rallies. And I remember thinking, boy, they're getting him. And if they left him alone, Trump would have been a marginal player. I think he would be lucky to be at the 25 to 35% range in terms of support. It was waning. You could feel it. And I'm telling you, it wasn't just me. It was different places in the country. I was watching the rallies, but I was at one. And it was so different from the previous one. The previous one, You couldn't park 2 miles. Well, that's probably not true. You couldn't park a mile. I mean, it was a zoo to get in. And it was a waiting line. I'm talking, it was thousands of people waiting. And the only reason why I went was I knew I could cut the line. I had already gotten, you know, credentials and I could get up front. Because I remember saying, I'm not going. There were vendors selling gear all up the road. The one that I went where he was waning drove right up to where I could park. People were coming in. It wasn't overly crowded. Seats were available. It was night and day. It wasn't a little rally. It was probably 3,000 to 4,000 people. Hot summer day, but many of the same diehards. It wasn't new folks kicking tires, checking him out. And he showed up. It was Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was everybody. Carrie Lake. It was pre-election. And I'm talking about a popular thing. All the people that we were trying to get in Arizona, and Trump couldn't get the kind of folks that he was getting before. And I remember looking around there going, this is not good. Trump doesn't have that same cachet he had when I went to the convention, when I went to the rally that he did here inside of the convention, and another one that he did was at another place. I mean, where it was electric. It was different. It was gone. So now, if Trump were to come back to, and I'm just using Arizona as an example, I'm telling you, he would feel it. Now, some people argue, well, it's the same people. No, it's not. Okay, maybe there's certainly a lot of the same people, but there are new people, and I've talked to them. I was at an event the other day. 400 people, you know, tabletop thing. They asked the question, how many of you, is it your first time hearing about this organization? And out of 400 people, I can tell you, 10% of them, at least 40 people stood up. They were new. Weren't at rallies, didn't know the organization, and then they said, stand up the people that brought you here. And there was probably 8. So those 8 people did a 5x multiplier and brought 40 new people into the fold. And I didn't talk to any of them, but I should have. I was just too busy because I was a keynote. But I would have loved to have talked to them and said, what did it? If you get a chance, you want to have some fun, you know, thought experiment, ask people, say, hey, look, what do you think about the deal with Trump? And see what they say. And if they tell you, you know, I'm beginning to think this, I would love the feedback. If you have friends that are talking out there that are Democrats or who have switched over, who are sort of going, or maybe they're experiencing what I just described, please let me know. I want to tell their stories because I can tell you, I'm only giving you what's going on with me. Now, I also know this. I'm in the mix. I talk to other people in other states. I go to these rallies. It's not like I'm in a vacuum, but I never want my ideas to be the pervasive ideas. I want to know what what's going on in your area. And if you have someone, you go, oh, Kevin, my uncle, he's a Democrat, and he says now he supports Trump. I want to hear that because I think there are a lot of those people out there. I think there are a lot of David Brooks out there who are saying, you know what? Maybe we're the problem. Let's play the second clip.
What if our snobby attitudes, our exclusive tribes, and our globalist policies are damaging the working class and turning everybody off? In the piece, David Brooks says the problem actually goes back to the 1960s, when the working class were drafted off to Vietnam to fight in a war pushed by Ivy League foreign policy elites, while the wealthy sons of the elites got deferments. That was the moment everything changed. Academic achievement determined how the social order is structured. You either went to exclusive prep schools, elite East Coast colleges or grad schools, or you didn't.
Welcome back, everybody. We got a ton to talk about today, but we're analyzing a lefty, David Brooks, soul-searching, asking himself the tough questions. Maybe it was our snobby attitudes. Maybe it's our tribal nature as leftists. Maybe we're the problem. I'm going to solve it for David Brooks and others. Leftists, you are the problem. He talks about the 1960s. And when you're asking yourself, when was that cataclysmic shift? I give you the 1960s. Black folks had legitimate beef, but, you know, because we were being oppressed in the 60s. That's a whole other subject for another day. But something happened in the 1960s with the elite class, and let me tell you what it is. They found out that they can have power of life and death, and you won't do anything about it. You won't even question it. Should we be at war with Vietnam? Don't know. Probably not. Now, in retrospect, I haven't researched it, so don't hold me to that. But some elitist goes, yeah, let's go fight it out. Well, let's not send our kids. Let's send other people's kids. And you know what we did? We went, hey, it's for the country. I'll send my kid to death. And we did it. And elites found out, these people will let us kill their kids. What else will they let us do? I'm telling you, think about that. If I directly assault your child, you'll fight to the death. But if I give you a cause, if we guise it under it's pro-America, it's for the right, it's for the greater good, they'll let us kill their kids. So it's climate change, it's for the greater good, we'll let you kill our kids. It's COVID, we all got to get vaccinated, it's for the greater good, let you kill their kids. You name it. I'll let you kill my kids if it's for the greater good. So what is everything, folks, for the left? For the greater good. But you know who's making the decisions? Not the working class people, the people that make this country work. No, it's elitists with their Ivy League educations who believe themselves to be better than you and I. Academic achievement. It isn't that guy that gets his hands dirty putting things together. No, it's somebody that went to Exeter and then Harvard who has no real life practical experience who's making life and death decisions for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump has until 5 p.m. to respond to a motion for a protective order in his case about alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. President Biden traveling west this week. He'll visit the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of that trip. The Midwest and Northeast under the threat of severe weather today. The National Weather Service says there are increasing threats for thunderstorms and heavy rain as far south as Tennessee. The Houston Astros visiting the White House today to be honored for their World Series championship. It's a tradition that dates back to at least 1924, with the Washington Senators believed to have started that tradition. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're talking about Trump's appeal. And let me tell you, he's being fought from both ends of the spectrum here. We've got the Democrats who want him out, but we've also got the Republican establishment who wants him out. The Uniparty combined wants Donald Trump out. And David Brooks is written about it in the New York Times. He's essentially exposed the angst of the Democrats, but he's also soul-searching and saying, maybe there's a reason why Trump is good for the country. Maybe there's a reason why these people that are following him aren't as stupid, key word, as we, the elitists, think. Maybe it is not we who are the educated, but it is they who are the educated. Notice that I use the proper, you know, verbiage there. Yeah. So David Brooks is soul searching and saying, I don't know. I'm starting to look at this differently. Now, was it Joe Biden and all this crooked nature of the Biden family and the torturous explanations that people like, was it Dan Goldman are giving for Joe Biden? Which we're in the second hour, we're going to talk about Goldman. And he actually gets the Bidens in trouble. Yeah, he actually gets Joe Biden in trouble with something that he says. But we'll get to that in a bit. So David Brooks is soul searching, as he should, because leftism is dying. We're going to be talking at some point about diversity is dying. Wokeism, we're doing a whole thing on wokeism here in Arizona. I hope some of you will fly in for it. Wokeism is dying. It's pervasive, but we're slowly killing it, and we're going to teach you how to keep killing it. These are the things that I want you to understand. Every day you wake up, you are on the side of righteousness. You're not worried about waking up and having your sensibilities tested. Oh, Donald Trump, we found out he's got blah, blah, blah. There's a black lady that while they're asking about Joe Biden, she literally says, well, Donald Trump, she goes back to, he had bank accounts in China, and he's doing business, and the guy goes, yeah, but we actually know what business Donald Trump is in. He builds resorts. He builds golf courses. He builds buildings. We can understand why he has bank accounts. What we don't understand is why Joe Biden and Hunter Biden have 20 different shell companies. Stop pointing the finger at Trump. We should be able to easily sell this stuff. Let's go back to Waters. So he's talking about the elites. and he's reading from David Brooks' article, but here's Waters reading from David Brooks' article where David Brooks essentially calls out himself and the leftist establishment.
The media profession, which used to be full of old crusty working class guys hustling around with a pen and paper, used to hold powerful interests accountable. But now the media profession is stuffed with upper class Americans who don't hold powerful interests accountable because they're all from the same class. They all went to the same schools, go to the same clubs. They all live in the same neighborhoods. The upper class media has aligned itself with the upper political class and the business class into one big professional class that looks down their nose at the rest of the country and tries to keep them out of the club. David Brooks says they're segregating themselves. They don't believe certain people belong in politics or in media or in any position of power in the country. That's their job. They were born into it. They were groomed for it. Living in the Boston, New York, D.C. axis, they've propped themselves up into these urban coastal power centers, and this goes for coastal California too, and they've created an economic system which keeps them and only them elevated. Their jobs and status are always safe. The policies that serve them, open borders, open China, AI, green tech, don't serve the rest of the country. In fact, their policies wreak havoc on the rest of the country. If your factory or your refinery gets shut down, you're replaceable. They're not. To them, you're just a number in the monthly unemployment report. Even during the pandemic, they thrived. There's always a hammock nearby. Brooks admitted it. Quote, armed with all the kinds of economic, cultural, and political power, we support policies that help ourselves. Free trade makes the products we buy cheaper, and our jobs are unlikely to be moved to China. Open immigration makes our service staff cheaper, but new, less educated immigrants aren't likely to put downward pressure on our wages.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I talk often about the left and how self-serving they are. They want to come off philanthropic, humanitarian, etc. They are anything but that. They are self-serving. Look at their policies and look at how it equates to them. And as far as the separation of status, you know, segregating themselves, I give you the dual system of justice that we're currently watching. Hillary Clinton should be in prison for what she did. She had a secret server in her basement, separate IT staff, used that email system to direct the flow of business to the Clinton Global Initiative, and launder money for warlords all over the country as Secretary of State. She was everywhere. She's part of the apparatus of the CIA as a Secretary of State. She had dirt on everybody. She knew all the dirty laundry. And she used the Clinton Global Initiative to enrich herself and her family, make hundreds of millions of dollars, become part of the elite staff, and then when she got called to the feet held to the fire, she destroyed with hammers and bleach bit the evidence, took out her own, I'm separating these emails, I'm going to give you these others. Could you do that in anything that you would do if the government called you in? And you know what Comey says? Well, we don't know what her intent was. And then, as if that wasn't enough, they ginned up an entire orchestrated a lie about Russian collusion on Trump. We know she's the one guilty of it. And you know what her fine was? $8,000 or something like that. She created the very lie that cost our country $40 plus million. It was a complete waste of time. And what happened? Essentially nothing. She could be a presidential candidate again tomorrow. So, really? There is no dual system of justice? Hunter Biden. Do I need to bring up Hunter Biden? Hunter Biden has lived a life. If Hunter Biden were an ordinary person, not given this elite status, we all know where he'd be. He'd be dead or in jail. We say it all the time in the black community. We talk about our cousins or our family members, and you say, where's Burrow? Oh, man, you know, he dead. Oh, really? Or to ask about your friends. Yeah, you know, my uncle used to say to me all the time, oh, man, it's you. Most of my friends, they dead in jail. And he would say this when he was in their 30s and 40s. Dead or in jail. That were your, those were your prospects if you didn't get out of the rat race. But not for the elites. These people can do dope. They can child have kiddie porn. They can traffic in humans. They can snort dope off of prostitutes' backs. They can have illegal guns. They can essentially violate FARA and become agents on their own behalf of their businesses. They can ride in private jets, violate all the climate change BS that they hold you to a standard to. Their businesses are impervious to anything that's going on here. Ask yourself how many of the elite businesses failed during the time of COVID. It's insanity. And all we're doing is pointing it out. And that's what Trump's appeal is. Trump's saying, you know what? I'm a billionaire who knows how I got here. I know what games got played. And you know what? I'm going to stop it. Because everybody deserves a fair shot in this country. And the elite said, no, 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 you won't. And that is why they want to destroy him. You don't know it, people. We live in a caste system. We think that the caste system was India and China and Japan, where the ruling class was very different. The aristocrats were different from the proletariat. Let me tell you, here in America, you are finding out real quickly, we are the second class citizens, and that elite class can do whatever they want. They can fake vaccinations. They can commit genocide. They can get us to kill our own kids. All for the sake of the greater good. They will starve us to death. All for the greater good. They will make us walk when we can have cars. They will make us shift entire energy ecosystems. All for the greater good. And you know what the greater good is? For them to gain more power and more money. That's their greater good. So it's completely self-serving. Of course they want to segregate. They want to be able to draw lines of distinction. Oh, you're pro-Trump? Boom, you are here, you're out. And they want you to know it. They want you to feel it. Oh, you're pro, you're anti-vax? Boom, you must be a Trump person. You must be this. You don't want to follow our guidelines. We're going to make your life miserable, a living hell. And that's what they do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The elites don't feel so elite anymore. They're questioning their abilities. Has that ever happened to you where you wonder, am I as good as I think I am? Probably. If you've lived long enough, you've wondered that. I know in my business, you do. You're in the public eye all the time. Who knows more than I do? Let me tell you, you better be on your P's and Q's when you're standing in front of an audience of people who know politics, who know history, who know policy, who know all this stuff. And you got to be you're the one that's been paid to stand before them and enlighten them. You better know your stuff. And if I'd be lying to tell you I didn't question myself early on and go, God, why you got me doing this? I don't have I hated history in school. Well, I didn't at the end. Dr. Hobart made me like it in high school, my senior year. But it wasn't one of my favorite subjects. It is now, but even with that, I'm no historian. Guys like, who's his name? Fetterman, I think his name. He's out of Missouri. I get his emails all the time. And David, what's his face? Glenn Beck was spending time with. Anyway, these guys are historians. I couldn't fill a thimble with what I know about history. But here's what they can't fill a thimble with. What I lived. What my observations were. And all those unique experiences of living in China, living overseas for a bit in France, etc. All of that stuff. And growing up poor and black. And in that crazy period of the 60s. And specifically, growing up black and in a black and white world. In a rich and poor world. Which is unique to me, having access to these multimillionaires. Why my grandparents worked for this wealthy family, and I was around them all the time, and it was such a different experience. Wow. I cannot tell you how well God prepared me for doing what I do. And the bad things, you know, like I said, my dad going to prison and me lying about it and building this whole other world because I didn't want to admit to that. And finally going, I don't care what you think. I remember when I wrote The Big Black Lie, my buddy, one of my friends, he bought 10 books. He called me. He goes, Kevin, I bought 10 books. I wanted to give it out. He goes, I can't believe you would share these stuffs about your family and yourself. I go, why not? Why? What is there to hide? I go, if I ever run for public office, you're not going to be, oh, you didn't know. It's in the book. It's in the book. Wasn't always the best person. I can't say I was a mean person. I mean, compared to Jeffrey Dahmer as an example, or Hitler, I certainly was a pretty good guy. But you don't even have to go to that length. I was a pretty good person, but I know how bad I was because I didn't want to face who I was. And that's where leftists are. They don't want to face who they are. It's an ugly thing to look at yourself when you know you're a liar. When you know you're not giving people what you should be giving them. It's a horrible thing to live that way. And elitists are waking up and going, you know what, maybe our degrees don't mean as much as we think. I'll put it to you this way. In the zombie apocalypse, I want Bubba. I don't want Biff. Bubba knows how to wire up a car and we can run the compound on, you know, vegetable oil. I want Bubba, who knows how to grow plants and who knows how to hunt. You know, you ever seen the show Naked and Afraid? I want Matt. Matt's going to go out and kill the impala while I'm going down there getting water to boil. Okay? I want people that know how to use their hands. And what elitists are figuring out is they're not as smart as they think they are. They're not as in tune as they think they are. They're not as all the things they think are for the greater good are really not for the greater good. And everything that we are doing is for the greater good. That's what they're figuring out. Here's another clip from Jesse Waters talking about David Brooks' article in the New York Times.
There's no empathy in the professional class. They talk down to you if they talk to you at all. Since academic credentials mean everything, they use words and phrases to show everybody how smart and politically correct they are. They make everybody else feel alienated and kind of confused. Non-binary, intersectionality, marginalized communities. What? It's like they have their own dialect. Lingo to signify status. And after years of thinking they're better than you, along came Donald Trump, a billionaire who's better than all of them in all the ways that they valued. He went to an Ivy League school. He owned golf courses, iconic real estate. He had beautiful women. He was a celebrity. He was a star. Sure, he was a little crude, but Hillary was at his wedding. He was accepted until he threatened their political power, until he listened to you and told the professional class of what you thought of them.
It has to rock the world of the left to have to admit you're smarter than they are. These are the people that have been told all their lives, oh, look at my academic credentials. Look at me. Woohoo. It's like I said, if you think you're smart, lefties, if America said for the next week there will be no food in the grocery stores, there will be no gasoline, you know, for your cars, the electric grid goes down. In other words, we lived in the zombie apocalypse. See how well the leftists would get along. See how well any of the Democrats would get along. In fact, take it a step further. Ask yourself, if you had a week where you were going to miss meals, you couldn't go into a store, what do you think the demographic of the left would be doing to itself? I mean, you're talking about people who would turn on each other. They would, the mayhem in that would happen during that period would blow your mind. And then ask yourself what we'd do. I mean, some of you would panic. I know how to hunt a squirrel. I don't have a problem eating a squirrel or an armadillo. I know how, you know, food grows. I know flora. I know what to eat that's good for me with flora and fauna. I get it. Maybe some of you do too, but we wouldn't be panicking. We wouldn't be killing each other. They would be. They'd be panicked. They have no discernible skills. The only skills they have, you know what they're starting to understand? They are meaningless. If you can't discern right from wrong, if you believe that you've got the monopoly on intellect and how things should go, and then you find out, oh my gosh, I don't know what I think I know, that's got to be devastating to you. Here are these blue-collar people knew who to pick, and they knew why to pick him. And you keep wanting to rationalize. Oh, no, no, he's really bad. He's bad for the country. We can't let him back in. Why? Why is it? Look at your guy. Look at the one you give allegiance to. Look at the party you give allegiance to. Look at the institutions you give allegiance to. Are they better? Is your education really that good? Or have you been fooled into thinking that it is? I've seen that situation so many times. Marie Scharf, or Harf, whatever her name, we used to be on Fox. She's got all the credentials, worked for the CIA. I've spent enough time with her to tell myself, I'm scared if she's representative of us in the CIA. She scares me. She's dumb. And there are many of them like that. Now, I'm not telling you there aren't people that are smart and know what they're doing, and certainly in that arena of things, they're heads and shoulders above me. But I also know there's a lot of them that are dumber than anybody I've ever met. And it's scary. I know my shortcomings. I'm good at a lot of stuff. And I'm really good at a few things. But I'm dumb at a lot. And I don't mind telling you, Kevin, you blah, 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 you know, hand me that sentence. What is it? What does it look like? I don't even know what you're talking about. What is it? Describe it. Can you draw it? You got a picture of, oh, that. Okay, here you go. I'm not going to get into the, oh, yeah, okay, I know exactly what you're talking. Oh, I knew that was a wrong thing. No, tell me. Be specific. And if I don't know, I'm going to tell you right now, hey, I know nothing about this subject. So, you ready? You still want to talk to me? Because you'd be talking to like a third grader. I don't know anything. But I'm willing to listen, and I will get inquisitive. And if you say to me, Kevin, if it lights a fire in me, the next time we talk, I'll know a lot about it. Because I am smart in that regard. But I'm not stupid where I'm not going to acknowledge you might just know more than I do. But that's called maturity. I would tell you that. If you could convince me that Barack Obama was good for America, I'm all ears. Pardon the pun. Because he got big ears, didn't he? But you can't convince me of that because you can't convince yourself of that. You can fool yourself. Kevin, Barack Obama, man, he's at prosperity, the stock market. But no, he doubled our debt and he bought his way to prosperity. It's that simple. And I can give you the run. We can do a rundown on that. And I know where I stand on it and you won't change my mind.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.